Welcome to day 181. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav, and this is the very last Mishnah of the second Perek of Maseches Trumos. Now, in yesterday's Mishnayos, we learned two very important principles, two important halachas. Number one, when you have two types of produce and you want to separate truma one into the other, they need to be of the same min, of the same species, and if they're not, you cannot separate truma one into the other. Halacha number two is that if they are of the same min, and therefore you are allowed to separate one into the other, you're allowed to do so min hayafa al hara, from the better produce to cover for the inferior produce, but not min hara al hayafa, but not from the inferior produce to cover for the better produce, because we know when it comes to truma, you always have to separate the very best of your produce. So our mission is first going to give examples of that second halacha, and then we'll give a general principle for both of those halachas together. Says Mishnah Vav, v'sormin zeise shemen al zeise kevesh, you're allowed to separate truma from olives that will eventually become olive oil to cover for olives that will eventually be pickled, that will be eaten, because olives for olive oil are considered of higher quality. But you're not allowed to do it the other way around. You can't separate olives that will eventually be pickled to cover for the superior olives that will eventually become olive oil. And similarly, you're allowed to separate truma from wine that is not cooked, non-mavushal wine, to cover for wine that is cooked. But not from cooked wine to cover for non-cooked wine, because non-mavushal wine is considered of higher quality. And by the way, that has a lot of implications for today. We know that to be true generally. Of course, there are exceptions. It depends on the case and the scenario and the type of wine. But generally, when it comes to kosher wine, non-mavushal wine is considered of superior quality. In fact, if you look at on the labels in the back of wine, it'll usually tell you whether it's mavushal or non-mavushal, because there are other halachic implications. Perhaps we'll leave a separate voice note. But the point is, non-mavushal wine is considered superior, so you're allowed to separate from that to cover mavushal wine, but not vice versa. And now, zehaklal, this is the general principle for both of the halachas that we learned yesterday. So we said you can only separate from one unto the other if it's the same min, the same species. How do you determine if it's the same species? So zeh haklal, this is the general principle. Kol shehu kilayim bechavero, anything that is considered kilayim with another sort of produce, kilayim, we learned an entire mesechta called mesechta kilayim, meaning you're not allowed to plant two different types of produce together. So if it's considered kilayim, meaning you would not be allowed to plant those two types of produce together, then lo yisrim zeh mizeh al zeh, then you also are not allowed to take truma from one into the other, because they're considered two different types of produce. So that's the litmus test. Kilayim is the litmus test. Afilim en ayafa alara, and that's true even if you're separating from the superior produce unto the inferior produce. Imagine you have these unbelievable dates that are considered by everyone this great quality, and you want to separate truma from these dates to cover for the widely accepted inferior figs. It's better unto the worst. You're not allowed to do it. It never even gets off the ground, because you simply cannot separate from dates to cover for figs, because they're two different minim. So it doesn't matter that one is better than the other. But anything that is not considered kilayim, meaning you are allowed to plant them together because they're considered of the same species, then Torah min ayafa al ara, you're allowed, what the Mishnah doesn't say is you're allowed to separate one into the other, and you have to do so in a way that is yafa al hara, from the better to cover for the worse, of alo min hara al yafa, but not from the inferior to cover for the better produce, exactly as we learned. Now, v'im tara min hara al yafa, if you did separate from the inferior to cover for the superior, then trumaso truma, it still works. You shouldn't have, but it still works, except for chutz min haznunim alachitim, except for when it comes to znunim, which is this very inferior type of wheat that, in fact, no one really eats. It was really just used for animal fodder. So in that case, if you separate from znunim to cover for regular wheat, that would not work, she'en anocha, because it's not even considered food to begin with, so that's a totally different ballgame. But generally, it would be okay, hara al yafa. Finally, v'hakishus v'amlafafonin min echad, when it comes to cucumbers and another type of cucumbers, I looked it up, a Kirby cucumber, is considered one sort of min. Rabbi Yehuda omer shnei min, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, those are actually considered two different types of produce, and therefore you would not be allowed to separate one unto the other. That is the end of Perek Beis, and now we'll start Perek Gimel together. Says Mishnah Aleph, Hatorim kishus v'nimtzeis mara. Imagine you separated truma, you separated a few cucumbers from a batch of cucumbers, and you found out afterwards that what you separated, the truma, was very bitter, very poor quality. Or avatiach v'nimtza saruach. You separated from watermelons, and that which you separated as truma was actually saruach, was spoiled, was rotten. So truma, it's considered truma, v'yachzer v'yisrom. You have to go back and separate it again. I mean, it's considered truma because technically that still works, but why do you have to go back and separate it again? So the Mefarshim discusses, it seems to be a penalty, because even though it was accidental, presumably that's what we're talking about, you didn't do it on purpose, so why do you have to go back and separate it? Because apparently, even though it's not overly obvious, there's still a way that you could have determined whether that which you're separating really was rotten or not. Maybe you wouldn't be able to tell just by looking at it or just by touching it, but there are things you could have done in order to determine or make it less likely that you would have separated a rotten watermelon or bitter cucumber. So since you could have gone through that effort and you didn't, Chazal penalized the person and said you have to separate truma again. You really should have put in that effort. Similarly, hatorim chavis shal yayin v'nimtzei shal chometz. Imagine you separated from a barrel of wine, you separated truma, but now you find out later that, wait a second, that which you separated, the truma, is actually vinegar at this point. So what do? So there are a few scenarios here. Im yadua shahaisa shal chometz ad shalo tarma. If it's known, meaning now in hindsight, you can clearly demonstrate that it was already vinegar at the time in which you separated truma, meaning at the time you thought it was wine, but no, it was actually vinegar at that moment, then ain't truma. Then it's not truma because it didn't do anything. You're not allowed to separate vinegar onto wine because they're considered two different medium, two different species. So you didn't do anything. Im misha tarma hechmitza, but if you can clearly show, it can even demonstrate that the wine only turned to vinegar after you separated truma. When you separated truma, it was totally fine. You separated wine from wine. And only later it became vinegar, then harezu truma. Then it worked, because at the time in which you did it, it was fine. But what if you're not sure? Im suffik. You're not sure when it became vinegar. So then, we're going to see, you have to actually keep the chumras, the halachos of both. Truma, it's considered truma, that which you separated, and v'yachzor v'yisrim, and you have to go back and separate it again. Why? So this is a classic example of suffik de'oraisa l'chumra. When it comes to a doubt, when it comes to a biblical law, we have to be strict in all directions because we're playing with something in the Torah itself. So you're not sure. It's possible that when you separated it, it was totally fine. It was wine, just like that which you were separating from, and therefore that which you separated would be truma. So from the Torah's perspective, you have to treat that as truma. So you have to consider that truma. But it's also possible it was already vinegar, and therefore what you separated wasn't truma at all. And therefore, because truma is a mitzvah midaraisa, you have to go back and separate truma again. But you have to assume that it could be true on either end, and therefore you have to keep halachas of both. It's particularly strict. But now you separated both. If it was a suffix, you consider the first separation truma, and now you have to separate it again. So says the Mishnah, what do you do with those two different trumas? What halachos apply? So I'm going to read this quickly because the syntax is weird, but I'll explain it. Harishona einam idmas b'fnei atzma, ve'ein chayav malei chomesh, v'chein hashnia. Both the first and second don't have two halachos that generally apply to truma. The first is, and we've seen both of these so far, the first is that if truma falls into a batch of other regular produce, unless there are 100 pieces to that truma, meaning if there are only 99 pieces to the truma, the entire thing becomes truma. You have to treat the entire thing as truma. That is only halacha midrabanan. Midaraisa, from the Torah's perspective, it should be nullified even in rove, even if there are more pieces of non-truma than truma, that it should already be batal. But because truma is so strict and so important to take seriously, Chazal say in midrabanan, we have to have that higher amount. So if there are 99 pieces and one piece of truma, then all of it is considered truma. But in this case, you wouldn't have to consider either of them truma. We'll see why in a moment. And similarly, we know that if a zar, a non-kohen, eats truma, you have to pay it back and add a fifth. We've seen that halacha also. That is also a halacha midrabanan. So those two halachas midrabanan, that it is not batel unless there are 100 pieces, or that you don't have to add, or that you generally have to add a fifth, those are both halachas midrabanan, and therefore they would not apply to either of these trumos, because we have both of these halachas. We have safek de'araisa l'chumra, meaning because it really could be truma, or wasn't truma, whatever it is, you have to keep all of the halachas that are biblical, so you have to treat that which you separated as if it was biblical truma, and you have to separate truma again, because maybe you didn't take any truma. That's the Torah's piece. But then the halachas midrabanan, it could be that each one of those wasn't truma, right? Because the first one, maybe, we can go through the whole cheshbon again, but again, the thing that you separated maybe wasn't truma at all, and maybe you didn't even have to separate the second truma because the first one was truma. And therefore, that's a suffix dirabanan lakula, a suffix of rabbinic law in terms of the mixture and in terms of the fifth. And therefore, since each one may not be truma, you can be lenient by the rabbinic laws and not treat either one with those halachas. So that is a really interesting example of, in the same situation, applying suffix de'araisa of the chumra, biblical, by doubts when it comes to biblical law, we're strict, and doubts when it comes to rabbinic law, we are lenient in the same case. Maybe I'll explain that in a chart to make it clearer, but that is Mishnah Aleph. We'll continue Mishnah Beis tomorrow.